Yeah, maybe I better run and get a second grader.
That's true.
All right.
Let's begin our board meeting. We'd like to excuse Roy Hatt. He's not here. The rest of board members are here. We'd like to excuse Jared Black as well. We have Superintendent Citrude with us. Welcome all of you that are here. We will stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we have the consent agenda, the warrants, the minutes for June 2014 board meeting, and the financial reports for June 2014. Are there any questions about that?
I've had my questions resolved.
I'm sure glad, because I wouldn't be able to.
I called.
Great. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have names for approval.
I gotta take 1 second. I'm trying to do double duty.
Okay.
You made the motion on that.
I did.
And who seconded it?
I did, I guess.
Yeah, I heard you, Sam.
Okay. I have two names to present. Tracy Adley as a bus driver. This will be a regular route. I think it's a Castledale run. And also Trudy Cox, a half-time resource teacher at Farron Elementary. We will also, I think Brendy Mangum is going to be doing half-time at Cottonwood, half-time at Farron. So Farron will have it full-time, but it'll be two different people. So I have Trudy Cox and Tracy Adley. I'd like to present the board for approval tonight.
So how many hours is the one that's between Cottonwood and Farron?
Full-time.
Is it full-time?
Yeah, it'd be full-time between the two. It'd be half at one and half at the other.
Okay. And Trudy's a certified teacher then, huh?
Well, she's finishing it right now.
Right. Oh, that's great. I haven't heard that.
Yeah.
Is Tracy Adley from Emory?
Mm-hmm. Originally from Emory.
Oh, but he's
going to
arrive right now.
I don't
know.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Tracy grew up in Emory, but
yes.
He's lived in Orangeville almost.
And so where will he be driving from?
It's like one of the Castledale runs, but I'm not sure if it, I'm assuming it's to San Rafael.
Uh huh. Okay.
And I'm not sure who he's replacing, but.
Okay.
I got that about 2 hours ago.
I move to approve those names.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Did you get those, the motion?
Thank you, Laurel. Tell me again.
Marie and Bennett.
All right. I don't have a formal letter on the next item on the personnel, Laurel. I'm sorry to jump ahead of you, but letter of resignation. It's still coming, but I have a verbal resignation from Dixie Fielder, counselor at Emory High School. She and her husband are, I guess, moving to Rangeley, Colorado. And I guess Jim is probably going to work out there in the coal mine, but she also has a job out there now as a counselor. So we have been advertising, and right now we have about 8 applications for that position.
Good.
So
that many.
But I would ask you to accept Dixie's resignation.
Okay.
When I get the formal letter, I'll send you a copy of it. But
sounds good.
If you'd like to have a motion to accept her resignation.
Okay. I'll make a motion that we accept her resignation.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
I can't make a recommendation on the next item, so.
So we'll pass it by. I make a motion that we appoint Kirk Citrude again as our superintendent.
Absolutely.
You're here. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, let's do policy revisions.
There's two on the agenda. I crossed one out, and that was just an error in printing. It was on last month's agenda.
Oh.
So it's not, we're not revising that already. It was just a cut and paste there. But we do have the annual fee schedule, which is policy JQ. It's an exhibit, so it's a dash E. There is a, it does include the fee changes that you made last month in board meeting.
Yeah.
And also one additional request for a $10 fee at Emory High for the A-plus credit recovery program. What Mr. Davis is asking is for this to be on the fee schedule. If the student registers for the credit recovery and completes it, then that fee would be refunded. Problem they're having at Emory High right now is that students will register for credit recovery, and this is an online program for students who have either failed a class or are short credits. Mm-hmm. They can go on online and recover that credit, do the work and get credits and in various content areas. But the problem they've had is that some kids will register, but they won't do anything, right. Don't complete it. It does cost money. And so he's asking for them to be able to charge a $10 fee refunded when they complete the credit recovery. And if they don't complete it, then they keep the fee and use it as to help offset the cost of the software that we have. Green River High also uses A-plus credit recovery, but I haven't had a chance to talk with Mr. Johnson about whether or not they want a fee. I've asked the principals to review the fee schedule, and if they want to make changes, they let us know, and I haven't heard anything from him. So that's the only thing that's been added since last board meeting is the credit recovery fee. So I'm recommending that the board approve the annual fee schedule, student fee schedule for 2014-15.
I'll make that motion.
Second. I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, let's do the approval of the medical insurance plan for 2014-15.
Okay, I think Jared has explained this to everyone. The insurance committee has approved staying with EMI Health as our insurance carrier for the next 3 years. And but there is some change to the plan itself, moving to a high deductible plan. Some of you have been involved in that on the insurance committee, and also you've received a copy of what that plan entails. Right now, our business department has meetings scheduled where employees can come. I think on July 29th, there are 3 meetings. And then on August 6th, there's another meeting, which is in the evening, so that they can explain the insurance. They get everybody enrolled, first of all, and then answer questions and explain this in this insurance program. It does include a health savings account for employees to help offset the high deductible. So we're recommending that the board approve the medical insurance plan for this coming year.
This had overwhelming support from the insurance committee. Yes,
yeah, good to know.
Yes, and I'll make that motion.
Okay, is there a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, approval of negotiated items with the Emory Education Association.
Okay, negotiations completed. First of all, with our licensed employees, includes funding of step and lanes for all qualifying employees. It includes funding of the 1.7% increase in the retirement rate, which is significant, by the way. We're talking several hundred thousand dollars there. A 1% cost of living increase. Continuing to fund 93.3% of the health insurance, 60% of the dental insurance for those who want to enroll. We're going to continue to provide the 3 days, extended days that we have had the last couple of years. As you recall, with the elimination of the Quality Teaching Block Grant, we had 6 days originally, and we've cut that back to 3, but we'll continue with those 3 days. And then also, one change is that we are going to tie the extracurricular pay schedule to cost of living adjustments. So when there's a 1% given on salary increase, it will also increase extracurricular by the same rate, so that it doesn't have to be looked at continuously. And doesn't mean we won't be looking at it on a regular basis to see how we compare with other districts. But so we'd recommend that the board approve the negotiations agreement for the licensed employees, as I've explained it to you.
Make that motion.
Second. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, approval of negotiated items with the Emory Classified Association.
With the classified, it's basically the same. Step and lanes, the Utah retirement system rate increase, a 1% cost of living, the insurance, dental, continue to funding the longevity steps that we have. Also, the agreement is that if any additional compensation is provided to other employee groups, the classified employees will be given the same consideration. And so it's basically the same settlement we have with the licensed. So we recommend that the board approve the classified employees negotiation settlement.
I'll make a motion that we do.
Second.
I attended that meeting, and everyone here was so congenial and so cooperative. There was, I don't think there was a negative thing said about any of it.
That's great.
Good.
They were very, Roy was there to that meeting,
good.
Too.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? I guess we don't have business administrator's report?
No,
okay, well,
guess
we'll
not. He didn't give me anything
newly
additional.
Newly appointed superintendent's report.
I've included on the information that I've given you there on my report just a calendar of some of the things that we'll have before school starts. We have substitute teacher training. We have a session planned here at Castle Dale. I think it's August 5th and 6th is the dates I was given. Right now we have...
We have 14 in Castle Dale that will be coming.
Hmm. Right now we have 3 signed up in Green River, so we're not sure we'll be able to hold one in Green River.
It's 2 days?
Yeah,
it's a
day and a half. So we may be inviting the 3 from Green River to come up and join those at Castle Dale.
Probably better.
We have our annual hazmat, custodial, and administrative training on safety issues and building needs on August 11th. That will be in the morning from 9 to 12 at Emory High Little Theater. I didn't put a time on that. And then that afternoon, we'll have our first administrative council of the year, which is also August 11th at Emory High. We have new teacher training scheduled for the 13th and 14th of August here at the district office. And as has been pointed out, we probably will have a few there. And then school board meeting will be also on the 13th of August here at 7 o'clock. And then we start school on Tuesday, August 19th.
Where did the summer go?
It's coming. It's gone.
Jeez.
So, also for your information, and we already mentioned it, we did get letters of retirement from Stuart Bailing and Leona Bailing, both at Farron Elementary. My understanding is their plan is probably to go, they were looking at going out to the Uinta Basin, but I don't know that there's sons out there. But there's no action that you need to take on that. It's just for your information. We're advertising right now, and it's been in the schools, it's been in the paper, we have it on Teacher to Teacher, and we do have a number of applications. We still have yet to interview. We're still trying to gather a few more applications. USBA Delegate Assembly is August 9th, which is Saturday, at the School Boards Association office. The night before is the pre-delegate assembly. There will be a program there. The governor's deputy for education will be speaking, along with a couple of others that I can't remember right now. Marie, are you still an at-large? Was that just one year?
That was just one year.
Okay. We do need a board member, if possible, to be there to vote. Each board gets one vote, unless you're an at-large delegate. I'm not going to be able to be there this year. I'm usually there every year, but we have a family reunion that weekend. So if any of you have a burning desire to be there, you're more than welcome to be there and vote for the school district Laurel, I'm going to leave it in your hands as the board president.
Yeah, I can be there, but if somebody else would like to do it, I don't mind at all.
I have a burning desire, but I don't have another commitment either, so whichever.
It's up to you.
And if you need a room to stay overnight, we'll get you a room. Otherwise, you know, if you just want to go in for Saturday, starts, I think, at 8:30 with a continental breakfast. I think the actual meeting starts at 9, but...
Why don't you see how it goes and let me know.
Okay,
if it just isn't going to work, we'll communicate and figure it out. Because you never know, do you, by the time it gets to that point.
I'm on the joint legislative committee.
But one of us will be there.
So I'm aware of all of the things we're going to talk about, but I can't vote.
Right. So we'll plan on one of us being there.
And the only other thing is, if you want a Utah High School Activity Association pass for the $30, I just need to know as soon as possible, because I just today got the form to fill out, so.
Okay. All right.
I need to know almost immediately if you want one of those. Roy usually does, Nanette.
Yeah.
I don't know whether you're still that involved or not, so. If you'll let me know, send me an email or something in the next couple of days, and we can take care of that. Other than that, I think that's pretty much it. We do have the need of hopefully a brief closed session to talk about personnel issues, competence.
Okay. Any public comments? Okay, then we will hear a motion to go into closed meeting.
I make a motion that we go into a closed session.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, well, thank you.
That was fast.
Yes, gracious.
Boy.
That was really
good.
Fast.
I can.
Fantastic.
That's usually July, though.
Yes, I generally so.
We can adjourn if you want in there.
Okay.
I think Janine got some crackers and cheese for you, and we can talk in there.
Sure.
It shouldn't take too long. So.
I was hoping Nathan's Christine would apply, come down here, but she's a teacher in Salt Lake.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I have to tell her that there's some opening.
Yeah.
You think
she wants to come home?
Probably
not, but
who is it?
She would be so good. Nathan Johansson's daughter,
Christine.
The twin, good Christine and Harry.
See you guys.
See you.
Good thing it was in Huntington, Patsy, huh? As short as it was. That's almost a record, not quite.
Not quite. That was great.
Not that we're trying to set records.